big weekend coming up. If you're a rock hound, or maybe would like to be a rock hound in the Copper Country, Norm Ruber joins me this morning. We're going to talk about the big mineral show, which opens tomorrow at the Houghton Elementary School. Good morning.
Good morning.
The show has been going on for a long time. How many years is this?
In various forms, it's been going on for more than 25 years. I'm not sure exactly when it started.
So it coincides with the big mineral week that goes on at Michigan Tech.
At the Seaman Museum, yes. And that is sandwiched between our show, and there was a rock and mineral show in Ishpeming last Saturday.
Okay. And so we've got this big thing going on. It starts tomorrow at the Houghton Elementary School. What are the hours?
Tomorrow it'll be 1 until 8, 10 until 6 on Saturday, and 11 until 3 on Sunday.
And what's involved in the show? What will folks find?
We'll have 10 dealers, and we make a conscious effort to try and get a variety of materials in. We have a couple of straight mineral dealers, but different emphasis. There's a family who does lapidary and wire wrap jewelry. We have a fossil dealer, a gem dealer, a couple of fellows who sell a lot of local material, a fellow who sells script, stocks, bonds, other paper related to the history, in this case, largely the Copper Country.
Is there a big market for that?
Surprisingly so. I would not have realized that, but a fellow that helps that gentleman is a friend of mine from college, and he has quite an interesting collection. He thinks it's the largest collection of Copper Country stock certificates there is.
So this is stuff from Calumet and Hecla and even the older mines than that?
Some of the very, very obscure mines. There, I forget which mine it is, but there are only one or two known stock certificates from that mine.
Wow. Because, I mean, we think about the big companies. We think about Calumet and Hecla and Quincy and the Copper Range, but there were all sorts of mines around the region.
Hundreds.
Most of which lost money.
Yes. They were not all money makers. And it turns out, in retrospect, some of them were money makers only for the guy that got the idea.
Matter of fact, sometimes the stock certificates in antique markets are worth a whole lot more now than they were back when they were stock certificates.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something I know you always make an effort to do things that attract families and kids.
Yes. This year in the club part of the show, and the club will run a silent auction the whole time the show is open, where you can buy generally inexpensive specimens of minerals, lots of local minerals, but we try and get a variety from all over. And it's a silent auction. You write bids on a slip of paper, and it runs on a 20-minute to 40-minute cycle, depending on how many people are around at the time.
Okay, so if you show up first thing tomorrow morning, you don't have to wait until Sunday afternoon to find out if you win?
That's right. We'll go through hundreds of specimens in the course of the weekend. We also will be offering a chance to buy a Mexican Las Choyas geode and have it cracked open.
So I was going to ask you about that. What is this?
Geodes are hollow rocks. Well, generally hollow. They're round rocks that occur in various means all over the world. But Mexico produces a lot of them, some of which are pretty high quality. The ones we've purchased were a little more expensive than many, but they were guaranteed to be at least 95% hollow inside, and generally they will have quartz or calcite crystals, occasionally some other kinds of crystals inside.
So you crack these open and you just kind of see what's in there for the first time since dinosaurs were children.
Nobody will ever have seen these before.
What do you do with it once you've cracked it open?
Enjoy it.
Okay, because I've seen these on sale at stores that have been cracked open, and they're gorgeous. They have the various quartz crystals inside. Do you then have an opportunity to have these finished off? I know some of them kind of get polished up. And
If you wanted to polish it, you probably would be best off cutting it. We're going to be using a geode cracker. It's a tool designed specifically for this. So you won't get the smooth edge. You could grind it down if you have a particularly nice specimen to a flat surface and polish it. The Lost Choice geodes often have some agate material around the hollow center.
Okay. And so you've got a special tool for this. You don't just hit it with a hammer and hope?
No. It's a great big cast iron thing.
You're going to have an opportunity for kids to learn to use a metal detector, too.
On Saturday, we will have an area out side with, actually, we're not using rock chips this year, we're using wood chips, but there will be pieces of copper hidden in the wood chips, and we'll have a couple of detectors, and kids can come out and find a piece of copper.
Do kids find themselves getting into this?
That's the intent.
Yeah.
We hope so. We haven't done that for several years, and we thought it was time to try and get it restarted. And one of the big reasons is to try and interest kids in minerals.
Well, I mean, for two reasons. First of all, rock collecting is a great hobby.
Yes, it is.
Secondly, there are careers here.
Yes, there are.
And, of course, Michigan Tech has people who study some of these careers.
That's right. Turns out there are some of the best people in the country at Michigan Tech.
Yeah, and there are some good jobs there. So if you can get a few kids interested in this kind of thing, this could turn into an avocation.
Yes, it can. We also try and get kids interested through the Seaman Mineral Museum, which is one of the better mineral museums in the country.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Absolutely. So all of this stuff going on, there are people obviously from out of town who are here for the events going on through Michigan Tech. Some of them will probably be coming to the show too.
Oh, many of them will be here. We for years have had a really good synergy going with the Ishpeming show, the mineral retreat at the museum, and our show here.
Does it cost anything to get in to the show?
Absolutely free, and you get a chance to win a door prize.
Wow, can't beat that. Now, this is put on by the Copper Country Rock and Mineral Club.
Yes.
If someone's interested in learning more about the club, how do they go about that?
We will have information and membership applications at the club table.
All right, very good. Norm Gruber, thank you for stopping in. We do have details about the show this weekend posted on the community calendar at KeweenawReport.com. There's a link to the club website there, so if you want more information, they've got a Facebook presence too?
Not yet. We're working in that direction.
All right, but by all means, and especially bring the kids, because they will love this stuff.
Yeah.
Kids love to get into rocks. Norm, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a great weekend. Norm Gruber here on Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.